global IP traffic is continuing to grow at a very, very fast rate. And in fact, we're forecasting that in 5 years, by 2017, global IP traffic will reach an annual run rate of 1.4 zettabytes. Now, you know, that's a huge number. It's a, you know, one with 21 zeros after it. But putting that in perspective, that means that we're forecasting that the traffic in 2017 will be greater than all of the traffic for all of the previous internet years. If you added up the internet, all traffic from 1984 through last year, 2012, right, that was 1.2 zettabytes. And we're forecasting that in 2017, there'll be more traffic in that 1 year alone across the global nets than the whole history of the internet to today. What is driving it are consumer applications, predominantly video. Video is the major driver of internet traffic today, and will grow to be even more important driving internet traffic tomorrow. And that has very significant implications for networks. But what's also interesting is because of that, one of the what I call my ahas, every year when we do the study, something surprises me. This year, one of the things that was a little bit of a surprise is the growth of peak hours. In other words, what we're beginning to see is that the internet and internet traffic is developing a prime time, just like we have prime time in television, which, if you think about it, makes sense given that video is the biggest driver. And what we're seeing now globally is that the peak hour, the prime time hours for internet usage is 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., which is similar but not exactly the same as TV prime time. And what we're seeing is that the peak traffic by 2017, the peak traffic in New Zealand will be 3.5 times greater than the average traffic across the internet. So if you think about that just in terms of Australia, and New Zealand, by the way, would be about the same. It's a little less, but 3.2%. So for both Australia and New Zealand, we're looking at close to 3.5% of the peak traffic, this prime time traffic, being greater across the net than the average traffic across the internet. And that's being driven by video, along with more devices. So what's really driving the growth are globally four things, and actually in Australia, three out of the four. And I'll explain. The four things are more people being added to the internet globally. But in Australia, you know, it's already a fairly high, you know, internet usage. And so we're not looking at dramatic increases in the number of people. But the second variable is that everybody who's on the net is going to have more devices per person. So what we're forecasting, in fact, in Australia, we're going to see a quite dramatic growth in terms of the number of devices, the number of connections or devices per person. In Australia, you know, we're forecasting that there will be six devices on average per person, which leads to a total of 145 million devices, internet connections, by 2017. The third variable is the speeds of the networks, right? So as the networks get faster, people use more of it. And then the fourth variable is the media-rich content. And because the networks can provide more capacity, there's more media-rich content, the video, so people use more of it. And so it's this cycle of more devices. And by the way, each device will have higher resolution screens and faster chips in the processors, so that each device will consume more. There'll be more devices. The content will be richer because the networks can support richer content. And as you add all of those things together, that's what's leading to this dramatic growth in internet traffic.